Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Well done. That's great producing right now. You got the Houston rapper Chamillionaire riding dirty still. This is one of the sickest beats still. I think this came out like when I was in 7th or 8th grade. You got like Nerdy Joe looking like Harry Potter, like listening to this song. I should have been listening to White and Nerdy, but I was listening to this instead. And then you got Dylan Brooks there. That Mark Willard probably feels is riding dirty these days. But there, that was him saying, yeah, man, like, it's part of the game. You hurt, I'm going to try to expose it.
I'm 100% with him. Like, it is part of the game. And look, is there gray area? There's always gray area, right? Like, but it's called gamesmanship. It's what you do in sports. Like, great example, right? You don't just throw up and in to throw up and in. You throw up and in to back somebody off the plate, right?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes.
Is it within the rules?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you want to hit anyone? Not necessarily. It's not your intent. That's called sports. This is what you have. You're trying to gain advantages. If you know somebody's compromised on the mound, they can't move, maybe they can't throw over to first, you're going to test them.
Well, it was funny you brought that up because Barry Bonds, I forget who he was talking with. It was on some sort of podcast, and I apologize, whoever the podcast was, because it was a really good interview. And they were asking him like, oh, Shohei Ohtani, you think he could be like really good? Like if he played in your era, he's like, yeah, of course, he'd still be like a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
Would he be able to do what he's doing consistently, like all the time? Probably not, because people would be hitting him and going at him,
yeah,
and throwing inside and letting him know, like, back off. Or like, they, like, people like today don't realize, and baseball players and or baseball fans, like 90s, early 2000s, like it was different. The intensity thrown at people, like there was actual animosity, Joe, and anger and a chippiness and just doing things to win, that was part of the game. Now you throw near someone's head and it was an accident. Oh my God, he's trying to kill him. It's like, dude, like
I'm listening to Mark yesterday, Mark Willard. And I love Mark. We just disagree on some things when it comes to, you know, he probably disagrees with a bunch of my takes. And that's fine. But I'm listening to him yesterday. His favorite player is Will Clark. Will is known for sliding in late to Jose Oquendo, sparking one of every Giants fan who's of a certain age, favorite brawl of all time, Cardinals-Giants 1987, right? Like, you think that wasn't gamesmanship and trying to, like, send a message? That's what all these guys are doing. You know, the New York Giants in the 80s were trying to take out Joe Montana. Now, I understand football and basketball and baseball, there's differences, there's nuances to it, right? I don't personally believe, I don't believe Dylan Brooks is a bad guy. I don't think he's actually trying to hurt Steph Curry. Do I think he's trying to gain advantages? Absolutely. Does my guy Draymond Green do similar things? Yeah, he does. You know, but he's wearing my laundry, and so I root for him. And so I acknowledge that I'm going to be inconsistent with some of my opinions when it comes to these guys. Does Dylan Brooks drive me nuts? Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But I'm not going to show up at Chase Center tonight like the feds, ready to kick the door down and arrest Dylan Brooks because he said the quiet part out loud.
I want to be clear, and I think you're going to be clear with this in lockstep with me right here. We're not saying like this is like bounty gate. We're against stuff like that. When you're legitimately getting paid to go after people like the Saints were doing with Greg Williams and try to like get people knocked out of the game.
Joe, it's professional sports.
No, that's different than just someone. No. Like real quick, because like you're getting paid to like go at someone's head. That's different for me. There's difference between within a given game or series. Like, oh man, that guy's like he's got a bum leg or his ankle's not so good. I'm going to try to cross him up. I'm going to try to isolate him. I'm going to try to go at him. I'm going to foul him extra hard if he has a sore wrist when it's within the letter of the law. Maybe I do a Jimmy Butler tomahawk chop. Like, that's going to, I'm not going to get mad at certain stuff like that. It's when it's premeditated, getting paid for it, and like going at people's toes. There's a difference there.
That I agree.
And I think a lot of people are having a hard time like separating the two. Like, this is a given series. Steph's got a hurt thumb. It's not his head. It's not an ACL. It's not anything like that. It's a thumb, and he smacks, and Dylan Brooks smacked his hand. And it's going to hurt. It's going to linger. And Steph's not going to complain about it. He's going to say, hey, I would like for them to call a foul, but I'm not going to, like, sit here and cry about it.
It just sounds soft to me. I'm just calling it like I see it. Like, and I know a lot of Warrior fans are feeling some kind of way. Look, if I were to slow things down and show you a million different replays across the board, my team, the other team, closing out on players. You'd be like, that's a dirty box out. That's a dirty closeout. Like, was Zaza dirty when he tried to close out on Kawhi? Or was that in the gray area?
Well, didn't they change a rule after that?
So. They did. Yeah. The landing thing. But even then, Joe, like,
The Buster Posey one, right? Was that quote unquote dirty when he got his?
It was a part of the game at the time.
Now
we've created rules, and so look, man, I think we're
overthinking.
We've lost what it is. This is sports at the highest, competition at its highest, and yeah, these guys are gonna cross the line every now and then, and we've been rooting for a guy that's like habitually crossed the line for over a decade. And we may not love it, and we can say, you know, on this situation, he was wrong. On that one, he wasn't. But we also have to acknowledge, like, that is a part of pro sports. And there are certain guys, whether we hate it, love it, whatever, they're goons, and that's their job. Their job is to muck it up. That's how they win.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
You know, that's how they win. You know, Justin Smith used to hold offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best at it. He would hold them. Technically, you know, not part of the rules. And now he's not trying to get anyone hurt or whatever. Chop blocks. Like, I can go in any sport and go for a million different things. Hey. Now, does Dylan do some stuff that doesn't look good? Yeah, no doubt. But I also don't think he's this malicious villain that, you know, is trying to injure Steph Curry at every single turn. That's where I draw the line. I go, all right, come on, man. Like, come on. Especially after watching the quarter of that. And that doesn't mean he can't be like anyone could do a dumb move. Like, I've done things that I totally regret that are just stupid, that are out of my character. But like, having watched that Olympic doc on him, I don't think he's as bad as everyone thinks he is.
Steve Kerr, actually, he was on with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley yesterday, as he is each and every week throughout these playoffs. was asked about Brooks swiping at Curry's thumb. Take a listen.
I believe that this is the highest level of competition, and I think, you know, these are the best players in the world, and they are going to do whatever is within the rules to win the game, and I'm not going to fault anybody for that. And so I just feel strongly that the league has gone down this path the last couple of years where they've decided that they call it the high five, you know, where you, if you high five a shooter, that's legal. Like, meaning if the ball is released and then you high five the guy, that's not a foul. Now, anybody who's ever played pickup basketball will tell you, you get high-fived on a shot, it's really hard to make a shot. And so I can tell you, all 30 coaches, as I said, we all believe that should be a foul if you high-five a guy. The league decided that it was not. And what happened then was the same thing that happens with every rule that the league institutes. The players figure out how to game the system.
So Steve Kerr saying every guy is going to try to get a leg up no matter what. And Steve Kerr,
spot on.
Who did he play with in the Chicago Bulls? Dennis Rodman. You don't think he was trying to get a leg up on everything? You don't think Michael Jeffrey Jordan was doing everything in his power to exploit a weakness?
Rodman,
constantly? I mean, Pippen? All those guys.
I mean, it's sports. You're always looking for little advantages. And I agree with Steve. Like, does the rule probably need to get looked at?
Sure.
Like, yeah. But I also agree with, like, these guys are going to try to manipulate whatever the rules are to try to gain certain advantages. And
right.
That's every sport. That's every team. And if you're not, I'm questioning why we're not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, aren't you?
888-957-9570 is the number. Fair or foul, as we go, John Curley, on Dylan Brooks swiping at Stephen Curry's thumb. You heard it from that coach. He said it's legal. Like, are you feeling some type of way about it? Like Mark Willard was yesterday.
Let's go 3 weeks ago. What happened when Ja turned his ankle? What was I?
You were saying go at him.
Yeah.
He's on the court. You have to exploit him, put him in pick and roll situations, and just.
I was losing my mind. I'm like, you need to test that ankle. You need to go at him. He's the compromised individual. In sports, when you see a vulnerability, you exploit it and you attack it. That's what they do. That's what the coaches do. That's what organizations do. That's what players do. Like, And I was ticked off we didn't go at him more in that particular game.
You see
game.
It in the NFL all the time. I get it, albeit that is a contact sport. And I'd argue basketball is, in a way, as well, a contact sport. There's bodies banging against each other
all the time.
There's a physical element, but it's not quite, but not to the level of the NFL. But in the NFL, if you notice a quarterback got knocked on his shoulder, and like you notice like he's grimacing, the defensive coordinator, whether it's Steve Spagnuolo, whether it's our guy Robert Saleh, they're like, oh, okay, let's sell out to stop the run and force them to throw. Let's test this guy's arm right now. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Show me that your arm's okay. And you're gonna do that whether it's early in the game because they're paying attention to the injury reports. Mm-hmm. Are they not? Like if Jimmy Garoppolo had a sore shoulder or something, right? I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah,
or let's just use Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Sore shoulder.
Well, elbow.
There you
go. What, you don't think every team in the league is like, oh, let's try to go out his arm.
Right?
Of course they are.
What were they doing when it was bad weather or bad elements against a Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
It's like, throw the ball, dude. Let's see if you can do it.
100%.
Is that like games? Is that dirty? No, that's called like, I'm going to do that because I know and I feel like you're going to make a mistake.
Yes.
Or you're going to miss or you're going to be.
So
like,
I guess where I always say like, where do you draw the line? Right? Like, no, look, I draw the line at this, like on the play with Gary Payton. Where in I'm doing Memphis series where
Dylan that was a dirty play.
That was a dirty play.
Yes.
I think it's pretty clear. When Draymond stomped Sabonis, I saw that as a very dirty play.
When Ndamukong Suh stomped Aaron Rodgers on Thanksgiving, that was a dirty play.
Exactly, right? Hacking Steven Adams to get him out of the game, that's not dirty to me. That's called gamesmanship. Mm-hmm. That's called strategy. That's called trying to gain a competitive edge and get that player off the floor.
Yep.
Now, you get where I'm going with this?
No, I absolutely do.
And look, I understand that there's levels to it, but like, you know, that is kind of a loophole in the rules. Hack a guy and, try to slow it down, get him to the free throw line. Like, again, this is a huge gray area. I'm going all over the map here on this one, but I don't think that Dylan Brooks is doing anything that we wouldn't want our players doing.
Mike is on the 880 and Oreo Cookie is in Oakland. We'll get both of you on the other sides. We're still doing our call-outs tonight. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out tonight to step up for Game 6 is who? Again, Chase Center, 6 o'clock. That's the tip. Get there early. We want to see all Dub Nation get there, the crowd going, the party, everything. We want everyone to be in their seats for first quarter tip-off. Be there or be square. Coverage of that starts at 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. And again, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call on this side. Real quick, Joe, before we go.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying you can't sports hate Dylan Brooks. I'm here for the sports hate.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.